You're with Morning Ireland with Áine Lawler and Mary Wilson. The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
Tens of thousands of public service workers are taking to picket lines across Northern Ireland today in one of the biggest strikes in a generation. Services across health, education, transport and the wider civil service will be severely disrupted. From Belfast, Laura Hogan reports.
Cost of living pay increases and pay parity with other parts of the United Kingdom are what workers and unions will call for today when they take to picket lines. This coordinated day of industrial action will be one of the biggest strikes Northern Ireland has ever seen. Nurses, teachers, health and education staff, bus and rail workers and civil servants are among those striking. The strike will have a wider impact too, as it coincides with freezing temperatures. Road users have been told that only essential journeys should be made. The road network will not be gritted, except for limited gritting on four major roads, the M1, M2, A1 and A4. Translink bus and rail services have been cancelled, and the cross-border enterprise train service will operate between Dundalk and Dublin only. Most schools will be closed, and limited health services will be available. Lunchtime rallies will be held in Belfast, Derry, Omagh, Enniskillen and Marrowfelt.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is in Davos for the World Economic Forum, which has so far been dominated by the conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine. Mr. Varadkar is expected to meet a number of world leaders and to hold bilateral talks with the chief executives of several global corporations. From Davos, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Leo Varadkar arrived in Davos last night and went straight to a dinner hosted by IDA Ireland, which included the chief executives of leading multinationals, including Stripe, Hewlett-Packard, AstraZeneca and OpenAI. Mr. Varadkar was expected to then meet the Belgian Prime Minister, Alexander De Croo. Speaking to reporters on his arrival, the Taoiseach said Belgium had a similar position on the Middle East in wanting an immediate ceasefire and a peace process that would lead to a two-state solution. Mr. Varadkar will hold follow-up meetings with around half a dozen CEOs later this morning. This afternoon, he'll join a panel discussion on artificial intelligence alongside Kristalina Georgieva, the managing director of the IMF, Dmytro Kuleba, the Ukrainian foreign minister, and Nick Clegg, the global affairs president of Meta, formerly Facebook. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Davos.
There was a slight increase in the number of homes to rent under the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme at the end of last year. However, the Simon Communities of Ireland said the 33 properties open to HAP recipients accounted for just under 3% of the homes on the rental market. Fergal O'Brien reports.
The quarterly locked out of the market report found there were 1,149 properties to rent in 16 locations surveyed last month. The figure was up 28% on the previous quarter. However, just 33 homes were available within the standard or discretionary HAP limits. There were none in 9 of the 16 areas examined, including Athlone, Cork City Suburbs, Galway City Centre, Limerick City Suburbs, Sligo Town and Port Laois. The Simon Communities of Ireland executive director said while the HAP eligible homes increased by 6 on the last report, it's clear the private rental market is not a sustainable option for the vast majority of people experiencing homelessness.
The British government's latest plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda has been passed by the House of Commons. Right-wing backbenchers had demanded tougher amendments, but their threatened rebellion failed to materialise. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
In the end, the Rwanda deportation bill passed with a comfortable majority of 44 votes. However, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had earlier been hit with the resignation of two deputy chairs of his party who said the bill did not go far enough, and 60 of his backbenchers had voted for amendments that would have made it even harder for asylum seekers or the European Court of Human Rights to stop deportations. However, the amendments were defeated with the help of opposition parties. And when it came to the vote on the actual bill, most of the Tory rebels backed down from their threat to vote against it.
The Health and Safety Authority is to embark on a 2-week farm safety inspection campaign. focusing on livestock safety during the calving season. Inspections on a sample of farms will begin next week. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Last year, five people lost their lives on Irish farms in incidents involving livestock. And over the last 5 years, there was a total of 18 fatalities in such circumstances. Now, as the busy spring calving period begins, with up to 1.5 million calves to be born, the Health and Safety Authority is embarking on a two-week inspection campaign of selected farms with a focus on safe management of livestock. The authority says farmers have suffered serious or fatal injuries while attending cows at calving time. Senior Safety Inspector Pat Griffin says cows with newly born calves may perceive people as a threat and attack them, and farmers should review their risks and ensure there are appropriate safety controls in place while managing livestock.
And now the weather. Very cold today with frost, ice and fog slow to clear, lingering in some spots during the day. A dry and sunny day for much of the country, but scattered showers of rain, sleet and snow in the northwest will spread across Ulster and North Connacht through the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures just 1 to 5 degrees in a light northwest breeze.